Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
But Brandon Adams joins the show at this time every single Tuesday. Host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. B.A., how are you?
What up, B.?
You know, I'm great. I'm indoors. The AC's like hit me in the face right now. I just feel so nice and cool. I know y'all are just obviously envious of that over there in Flowery Branch. But I just want you to know I am nice and cool and comfortable indoors here in your honor.
I'm happy to hear that.
Thank you for letting us know.
We have various fans in front of us and behind us.
It's blowing hot air now.
Yes, blowing hot air on us. We got these little handheld like water spray fans as well. So we're doing our best.
And the water's warm.
The water's now warm as well.
Yeah.
But we powered through.
We're troopers.
Let me ask you this, because I know there's, you know, we're still a ways away from Georgia football. SEC Media Day is in the rearview mirror. Some other kind of SEC-related story headlines to get to. But just a generic Georgia question for you. What player, as we're still about a month away from the season, are you, if you have to name just one, maybe you've seen him play before, or maybe you haven't, or whatever, but who's the guy you're most excited to watch when the season starts?
It might be Nate Frazier, the running back, because I think when you look a year ago, statistically speaking, you know, what he did, you know, compares to guys like DeAndre Swift in their freshman season, Sony Michel, his freshman season, and I think that would lead you to believe it could be even better for Frazier this year. Now, I think by bringing in Josh McCray from Illinois, a good pickup, I think that Georgia still wants to be ensemble cast at running back, but I do believe that Frazier could be one of the real exciting players in the SEC on the basis of his freshman season. And even though he's gotten some chatter, I think we're probably still not talking enough about him.
Oh, I know, B.A., I was looking at Dog Nation. You guys dropped your projected depth chart for everything like that, and I was going to ask you about Nate Frazier. But more or less, some of these other running backs, you're talking about Bo Walker, the freshman, and also Roderick Robinson, who seems like he's been there forever.
Well, and that's an important thing. You know, Kirby Smart is going to speak on Thursday, and I would say, like, one of the big questions that probably comes up is, okay, well, how healthy is Roderick Robinson? You know, obviously very injured last year, kind of a lost season because of that. We've seen some video this offseason of Robinson doing workouts that, to my eyes, made it seem like he was certainly healthy, although I'm not a doctor. But how healthy Robinson is going to be a really big deal. And as you mentioned, you know, for someone like Bo Walker, you know, Bo Walker is not a major heralded recruit. He's a good recruit. He's not like, you know, this five-star, you know, can't-miss prospect. But, boy, people were really impressed with him during the spring. And so I think now when you kind of move to what is – fall camp this week, practice is beginning, you know, the season, we're right here on the doorstep. All that chatter for a guy like Walker, you know, a couple of months ago, was that real or was that just something to talk about at the time? Like, that's what we're about to find out as it relates to that. And by the way, one of the biggest needs for Georgia is an upgraded, you know, kind of running back performance. We just mentioned four names that could certainly go a long way towards helping get that done.
Is Kirby going to tell us who the starting quarterback is on Thursday? And if not, is it more just about, hey, we don't want to say it, we don't want to risk transfer or anything like that? Or is it, you know, I don't know, are they still really competing? Or is it still a competition between Stockton and Puglisi?
I don't put much of stock in the idea that it's a competition. I really don't. I mean, the worst-kept secret in the world is that Gunnar Stockton is going to be Georgia's starting quarterback. I don't think that Kirby Smart's going to probably announce that, because he would have had a chance to do that at SEC Media Days and obviously sort of didn't. You know, Kirby just doesn't like to sort of play along sometimes with whatever the narrative's supposed to be. Look, I think they like Puglisi. I really do. And people that know more than I do have told me they do. And yet I think the challenge right now is not, can Ryan Puglisi overtake Gunnar Stockton and become the starter? The challenge is, can Ryan Puglisi become the kind of guy, if Stockton were to get injured, they'd feel okay putting into a football game? Because just given his lack of experience, even less than Stockton's, I don't think we're there yet with him, but when you see his overall talent set, well, of course, you know, you certainly see a lot that there is to like there, but they've got to get him ready in the event he could go in a game. And I think that's step one before we talk about any kind of like, well, could he perhaps, you know, one day be the Georgia starting quarterback? I think you've got to get him to the point where you feel okay putting him in, which is a lot of what this fall camp is going to be about.
B.A., I heard a commentator say this about this Dog team. This right here seems more like a Kirby Smart team, meaning because of the kind of Hollywood persona of a everything like that, and more was put on the quarterback and things like that, that this year with Gunnar Stockton and these boys seems like more of a Kirby Smart type team.
Well, it's funny you bring it up, because I said this on my show the other day of, you know, not just Carson Beck last couple of years, like you say, sort of a Hollywood-style quarterback, but when Todd Monken came here in 2020, and people forget he was here in 2020, not just the two championship seasons, from 2020 kind of up until now, Georgia has sort of thrown it better than it's run it, which is way against type for the early days of the Kirby Smart era. I kind of wondered, given the running back talk we just had a moment ago, given the fact that Gunnar Stockton is a first-time starting quarterback, what if we go back to, like, say, 2018, when Georgia still had a youngish quarterback in Jake Fromm, but they averaged like 37 points per game offensively, and they were, I believe, a lot more effective running the ball than throwing it. Still a pretty conservative offense overall, but yet pretty good results. I sort of wonder, how would Georgia fans feel if this offense this year looked a little bit like it did in 2018? Statistically successful, but not quite as like dazzling through the air as the Todd Monken offenses have been, and perhaps a little safer, a little more on the ground. I kind of wonder if we could maybe see this sort of harken back to some of what Georgia did really well in 2018, and that would, I think, in the eyes of some, go back to your point, that'd feel a little bit more like classic Kirby Smart if it did take a step in that direction.
Well, I think that would also get back to that first answer you gave about Nate Frazier,
yeah.
Right? Like, if that's what it's going to look like, Nate Frazier's going to be a huge part of it, which, sign me up. I mean, that dude's super fun to watch run the football. We know the run game was frustrating at times last year, but if that's what it looks like, I mean, as long as they're scoring points and winning games. Brandon Adams joins us, talking some Georgia football, talking general college football as well, because I did want to ask you this, BA. DJ Lagway hurt, I don't know how badly, but hurt again. He's walking around in a boot. What do you make of that?
Well, it goes back to what we talked about last week when we were all together, which is I think that, boy, everything with Florida just seems really vulnerable. I don't have any reason to believe this Lagway injury is serious. I think there was a lot more suspicion around the shoulder stuff in the spring, which supposedly is fine now, although there's still fairly sort of murky, kind of reporting about exactly how injured he was and exactly what point in time he got fully healthy. That still seems somewhat mysterious. But look at the way that Florida fans react to even the hint of what might be a minor injury. I mean, Lagway, you know, the entire Florida program rests on Lagway's shoulders, and one of them has been hurt. I mean, so I just feel like when you think about the SEC teams that have some positivity around them, what might fizzle out pretty fast, I mean, if Lagway has even a nick, a scrape, a bump, or a bruise, it is all over for Florida, and there are two different injuries we've talked about for Lagway this offseason. I would take that seriously, even if this particular injury isn't maybe all that serious. We're led to believe it might not be.
Well, I know I just saw Florida's strength coach just say they just put on 700 total pounds of muscle this offseason.
Wow.
Whatever the hell that means.
Across how many humans?
whatever the hell that means, yeah.
I think that's designed to sort of fool people like me that are not very good at arithmetic, because if I start dividing 700 by 85 scholarship players, is that really a good number or not?
Yeah,
I think that's designed
like
to confuse people like me, and of course I'm easily confused.
But what if it's just like two guys?
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah. And they just have superheroes out there.
I don't know.
That'd be wild. Then they could probably protect DJ.
Well, Lightning they also really had like a 400-some-pound defensive lineman last year. Maybe instead of like gaining muscle, maybe they should lose a little fat.
Well, I mean, he's in Tampa right now. He's in Tampa, BA. They won't let him practice.
That's rough, man. That's rough.
Brandon, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate you, B.
Enjoy, guys. Talk to you soon.
Brandon right. Adams there, Dog Nation Daily podcast host.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.